We're going to start the next round of questions with Rodney. What is the biggest challenge that you see facing Fort Madison right now, and how would you work to address it if you were the mayor?
I would say it's our budget and our interaction with our community. Because as a person of interest, I would tell myself firsthand, I can't lie, but it's in the same sense. When people ask me questions because they know that I go to the meetings, it's like, well, why can't you go? And everything. And it's like with some of them, it's repercutting. And that's one thing that I don't like seeing people labeled out. I mean, I interact with practically everybody, no matter who they are. And as mayor, I wanted to basically turn around and look at the aspect of the council members wanting to interact with their ward, or even when they're at the meeting, instead of playing on their phone or looking at something else and everything, despite anybody that's up at that podium, it might not be in your ward, but listen to them, because it can happen in your ward.
Matt, the biggest challenge facing Fort Madison, and how would you address it as mayor?
Two directions on the answer. What is not our biggest challenge? Our budget is not our biggest challenge. Our budget is something City Council does year in and year out. That is a big chunk of their job. Is it a little lean right now? Yes. Will it require some priorities? Yes. That's not our biggest challenge, in my opinion. Our biggest challenge, I think, are two phases. One is the execution of day-to-day services. We got to remain diligent on running efficient, effective services to the people of Fort Madison day in and day out. And the other one, which I think is just paramount to our biggest challenge, and that's to be visionaries of the future. We have to be relevant to not only today, but what our town needs to look like in 10 years when the youth that we so desperately want to stay here are going to live in that town. What is it going to look like for them? It's compound effect. Little differences now make big differences 10 years down the road. Execution, vision.
Joseph, same question to you. The biggest challenge that you see facing Fort Madison right now, and how you would work to address it if you were the mayor?
Well, we have a lot of issues, but mine is law enforcement. I want to work with the police to, you know, slow down some vandalism, our drug problems that we have on our streets, our speed limit. I had a gentleman come in today to my work, and he told me, he said, I set my cruise at 41 miles an hour. I drove without a seatbelt on, and I decided to just see how far I could go and see if I could get pulled over. He said, I drove from the end of town all the way to Fairway without even being stopped. He said, I'd like to see our speed limits enforced. I would like to see a cop sticking their nose in the car. That's more chances of an OWI, a drug bust. And I think that with Illinois legalizing marijuana for recreational use at the first of the year, that's going to come right over our bridge and right into our town. I really think that that's going to affect the way Fort Madison is.